请大家再一次站起来，我们在神的面前祷告。
Please rise up and let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们现在再一次在您的面前，把我们的脸仰望您自己的恩手。我们真的好像孩子仰望他的父母的恩手一样。我们知道我们没有用，但是我们知道我们真真正正的需要有修改，我们真真正正的需要有改变。我们就求主您打开天上的窗户，把您自己的话语倾倒在我们今天这个最后一堂的时间当中。求主让我们真的在这个最后的一个时间当中，明明白白的得到您自己的救恩。我们求主怜悯我们，求主的圣灵现在亲自的加力量，让我们每一个站在您面前的都能够清清楚楚的得到您自己的亮光。我们求主恩待我们，我们把自己谦卑的恭敬的交在主自己的带领下面。求主使用以下的这一个钟头的时间，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名字，阿们。现在我们开始最后的一堂的时间。
Now we begin the last hour of our conference.
请大家打开罗马书第三章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 3.
今天在这个地方，我们看罗马书第三章二十三节一直到二十五节。
We will be reading verses 23 to 26 in Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十三节开始。
Romans 3:23.
请大家都打开你的圣经。
Please turn to that part of the Bible.
我们请每一位都看你手上的圣经。
I would like to ask every one of you to read your Bible.
他说：“因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，及着人的信。”我们所要看的圣经只是这短短的两三句，我们再看一次。这一次我要求每一位跟我一块念这一段的圣经，直念到急着人的信。假如你的圣经是英文的，那么就请念英文，我们大家一块念一次，仔细的清楚的慢慢的把它念完。预备开始。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，接着人的信。我们今天在这个地方分这一段的圣经三个小题目。
Today, we will divide this message that we just read into three sections.
第一段的题目就是什么叫做罪。
The first part, we will talk about what is sin.
第二个小题目什么叫做恩典。
The second topic will be what is grace.
第三个小题目是什么叫做信心。
And the third topic will be what is faith.
第一段的圣经就是第一段第一节二十三节。
The first topic is in verse 23.
他说因为世人都犯了罪，所以世界上的人就亏缺了神的荣耀。
Verse 23 said, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，那么世人就应该叫做罪人。
Because man has sinned, that's why men are called sinners.
每一个人都是罪人。
Everyone are sinners.
没有一个人不犯罪。
No one have not committed sin yet.
所以圣经说，因为世界上每一个人都犯了罪，就叫做罪人。
The Bible said that because everyone here have sinned, that's why we are called sinners.
虽然我们现在聚集在这个房间里头，我们没有法子可以知道每一位你的思想里头曾经是想过些什么念头，你的手里头曾经做过些什么事情，你的嘴巴里头曾经讲过些什么话。
Even though at this moment I cannot tell what thoughts have passed through your mind or what you have done or what sinful things you have committed.
但是这一句话是神自己说的。
But yet God has said this himself.
他说你们都是罪人。
That you are all sinner.
换句话说，世界上没有一个完整的人。
That there is no perfect person here.
再讲的比较 真正一点，世界上没有一个好人。
To say more precisely, there is no good
person. 每一个人都犯了罪。
That everyone has sinned.
在人的内心有黑暗的地方。
That in our heart there is a dark part.
在世界上没有一个不自私的人。
That everyone,
selfish.
Is not selfish.
在世界上没有一个不贪心的人。
There's no one who's not greedy.
在世界上没有一个人不憎恨人。
That there's no one who does not hate.
在我们整个的人生当中，都是充满了各样的罪恶跟战争。
In our entire life, we all have all sort of sin.
为什么呢？因为世人都犯了罪。
Why? It's because everyone have sinned it.
我们生出来就是罪人。
When we are born, we are sinner.
我们小的时候就会犯罪。
And when we are even a child, we have sinned.
我们只有学校教人做好人，不需要学校教人做坏人。
We only need school that would teach us to be a good person, not school that would teach us to be bad.
因为人生出来就是坏的。
Because when a person is born, he's already corrupted.
大概在一个月之前，我看见报纸上有这样的新闻。
About a month ago, I read such a story in the newspaper.
他说在香港最近有一个特别的新闻。
That in Hong Kong, there's a recent event has happened.
那个题目叫做“冷血杀手”。
The title of this event is called Cold-Blooded Murder.
他说有一天在一个大的 apartment 里头。
That there one day in a big apartment.
那个 security guard 就是那个看管的人呢，他在晚上的时候他去巡逻。
That there is a security guard who was checking the apartment.
当他到了大概是四楼的地方。
When he was in the fourth floor,
他看见有几个青年人在那个一个家庭的门口，在那个地方有所动作。
He saw some young man was poking around outside the door.
于是他就跑过去跟他们争吵。
That's why he went over there and discussed with them.
但是他就发现他们有一个不正当的举动。
Then he discovered that they were trying to do something bad.
他就知道他们是贼。
Then he knows that they are thieves.
就在这一个时间，突然后边有另外的一个青年人来。
Then from his back came another young man.
用一些坚固的东西打这个看护员的头。
That young man that come behind him hit him on his head with a.
结果那个看门的人呢，他就昏过去了。
That's why the security guard fainted.
后来这几个青年人做一个特别的工作。
After that, this young groups of men did something.
他们看见在这个apartment 的尽头的地方呢，有一个窗户。
They saw a window at the end of the hallway.
他们就把这个看门的人呢，他已经昏过去的人呢，就把他抬到这个窗户的地方。
Then they carried this security guard to the window.
然后就把他推下去。
And what they did is they throw him out of the window.
结果这个人就从四楼的地方跌到楼下。他的头盖破碎，然后就跌死在那个地方。
As a result, the security guard fell off the fourth floor and was his brain was shattered.
第二天，当那个人出殡的时候
，The next day when the security guard was out of the hospital,
funeral.
Was at a funeral.
他的妻子跟他的孩子在那个地方大哭。
His wife and his children was crying.
报纸上说这是冷血杀手。
That this time this cold-blooded murder.
大概六年之前。
About 6 years ago.
我在多伦多的地方到一个大学里头讲道。
That I was giving a message at Toronto University.
那个时间还早，我就进入洗手间里头。
That the time was still early, so I went to the washroom.
当我一进入那个洗手间的时候，我就看见一个很大的箱子摆在墙上。
The moment I entered the washroom, I saw a very big box put on in front of me.
在这个箱子里在外边呢有许多的图画。
I saw a lot of small pictures on this box.
然后他说你把一个 quarter 摆在这个机器里头，我们就可以给你一个。
The message on the box said that put in a quarter and I'll give you another quarter.
我心里头很好奇到底这是什么箱子呢。
I was very curious, I wonder what this box is.
他要摆在那个男的洗手间里头。
And it was put in the man's washroom.
假如他是香烟的广告，那么应该摆在外边。
If it's a cigarette box, it should be put outside.
可能这是一点特别的事情要对男孩子说。
Maybe it's there's a special message only meant for guys.
当我站在这个箱子前面看的时候，我就看见一点特别的东西。
When I was standing to examine it carefully, I saw something new.
他说这里头是一些难用的避孕的一些东西。
When I looked carefully, I saw that the box contained the male contraception.
他们叫那些东西叫做 condom.
They call it the condom.
我们在这个地方讲这一件事。
I tell you all this.
是因为这是一个罪恶的世界。
Because it's a corrupted world.
在大学里头有这些事情。
That there are such a things going on in the university.
什么是大学生？
What is a college student?
大学生是将来社会的领袖。
College student is tomorrow's leaders.
整个的国家，整个的社会放在这些领袖的手里头。
That the entire society are placed in their hands.
但是在他们求学的时间，
But yet in the process of education,
在他们的公开的那个地方，
That in such a public area,
在那个地方有一些大的箱子说你可以买这个东西。
And yet there are such a big box saying that you can buy such a thing.
我们可以看见这个箱子后面的那个背景。
We can see that what this box is implied.
就是这些人不尊重他们自己的身份。
That these people do not respect themselves.
那么将来他们在社会里头也不会尊重社会的身份。
So as a result, they will not respect the position of society either.
所以今天的西方社会是堕落的社会。
That's why the Western society is declining.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
The Bible said that everyone sinned.
换句话说没有一个好人。
That in another way to say that there's no good people.
所有的人都生活在罪恶当中。
That everyone lives in sin.
我们现在看圣经。
Now, as we read the Bible,
圣经不是说因为你偷东西所以你是一个罪人。
The Bible did not say that because you rob, that's why you are a sinner.
圣经不是说你撒谎所以你是一个罪人。
The Bible did not say that because you lie, then you are a sinner.
圣经说你从小心里头怀着犯罪的意念，所以你是一个罪人。
The Bible said that since you are a child, you already have sinful thoughts, that's why you are a sinner.
我们生活在一个罪恶的社会里头。
We live in a society of sin.
因为我们自己犯罪。
Because we ourselves we sin.
所以我们的社会也犯罪。
That's why society sin.
我们生活在一个犯罪的环境里头，我们不知不觉还觉得自己做得很好，很对。
We live in a world of where crimes prevail, and unconsciously we also commit crimes.
在我的教会里头，有一次我们谈论一个问题。
We once in our church we discussed a topic.
我说有一次我接一封信。
One time when I received a letter.
这封信在那个信封上面印刷几个字。
That on outside of the letter printed some letters.
他说某某医院。
That in a certain hospital.
我接到这封信的时候，我说恐怕我是接错了，因为我跟这个医院没有关系。
When I received this letter, I thought that is a wrong one because I shouldn't have anyone.
但是信封上所写的名字跟地址很对。
But yet the address is correct.
当我打开这封信的时候，我看见那个写信的纸上面有这个医院的抬头。
When I opened up the letter, I saw the heading is from the hospital.
所以我就仔细地念这封信，完全是对我讲的。
When I read the letter, it is for me.
原来这是有一个约会约我到某一个地方讲道。
Because there has been a point, has been a message to request.
我拿着这封信，它的信封跟信纸，心里头有很大很大的不平安。
When I read this letter, I become very unpeaceful.
因为这个写信的人只不过是这个医院当中一个小职员而已。
Because the person who writes this letter to me is only a very small staff.
我觉得他很不应该写这样的信，用医院的信封跟医院的信纸。
When I read that, I felt very unpeaceful because the staff should not have used the letter.
我觉得他是偷医院的东西。
I felt that he has steal the property of the hospital.
我心里的最心痛的就是他那封信要我到他的教会讲道。
I feel bad because He has requested me to go to his church to.
今天基督徒犯罪，自己也不知道。
Today, when a Christian committed sin, we didn't even know.
我在一个家庭聚会里头把这件事跟弟兄姊妹讨论。
I bring this subject up in a fellowship.
突然之间，在这个家庭里头，那个女主人就这样说。
Suddenly, the hostess told me.
她说：“哎呀，这么小的事情，为什么这么紧张？”
She said, "Why do you have to be so concerned about matters so small?"
她说：“我自己也常常用我们公司的纸啊。”
She said, "I often use the paper from my company."
我也常常用我们公司里头的信封啊。
I often use the envelopes from my company.
她说：“有些时候我就把那个信封上的地址擦一擦，那么就把我自己的地址写上去就算了。”
I often just, you know, scratch away the company's name and put my own address.
她说这么小的事情，这么随便的事情，为什么那么紧张呢？
She said, "It's such a small matter. Why do you have to be so excited?"
我从我的座位上站起来。
I stood up from my seat.
我说姊妹。
I said, "Sister."
这么小的事情你都忽略了，那么你怎么可以为主耶稣奉献你的生命呢？
I said, "If you do not respect such a small matter, how can you serve God?"
在这么小的事情上面你不忠心，那么耶稣基督要求你付上生命的代价，你可以吗？
If you are not faithful in small things, how can you be faithful in larger things?
我说我相信你一定不行。
I said that I think you do not believe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们生活在一个犯罪的社会里头。
My dear brother and sister, we live in a world of crime.
许多人对罪恶没有敏感。
A lot of people are not sensitive to crime.
许多人不知道什么是罪。
A lot of people don't understand what is crime.
许多弟兄姊妹甚至于陷在罪恶的深井当中，没有法子可以自拔。
A lot of brothers and sisters, even themselves, are in crimes. They cannot come out of it.
你知道今天为什么教会这么软弱吗？
Do you know why today the church is so weak?
你知道你今天为什么这么没有能力吗？
Do you know why you are so impotent today?
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because everyone have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
一个罪人，一个犯罪的人，没有法子在他里头有平安。
A person who have committed crime can never have peace in themselves.
一个犯罪的人，没有法子在他的心灵里头可以有神的亮光。
A person who have committed sin can never have the light of God in them.
一个心灵里头肮脏污秽的人，没有法子可以领受神的爱。
A person who is corrupted in their soul can never receive the love of Christ.
我1973年到加拿大去。
I went to Canada in 1973.
现在差不多7年了。
It's about 7 years ago.
大概在6年之前，我离开。香港的时候，我对我的父亲这样说。
When I left Hong Kong, I told my father.
我说我的母亲现在已经60多岁了。
I told him that my mother is about some 60 years old now.
她的身体因为从前有 stroke 的缘故，所以现在左边不能够移动。
I told him that because my mother has a stroke, that's why her left side is handicapped.
我说父亲呢，我是长子，我的太太是。你的大的媳妇，我们应该尽我们的本分照顾你们两位老人家在这个地方。
I told him that since I'm the oldest child and me and my wife should stay close to you.
我的父亲对我说得非常清楚。
My father told me clearly.
他说你们只管去做你们要做的事情，我现在身体健康，可以照顾你的母亲。
My father told me, you should go and do what you should do. I am still strong. I can take care of your mom.
我们全家到加拿大之后。
My family arrived at Canada.
大概4年之前。
About 4 years ago.
有一天我们接到香港来的一封信。
I received a letter from Hong Kong.
这封信是我父亲写给我的。
It's from my father.
他说你的母亲虽然左手左脚不能够行动，但是他仍然以为他自己很健全，所以昨天晚上他半夜的时候起来要喝水。
My father told me that even though your mom cannot move her left leg or left hands, but she still thought that she's healthy. And yesterday night she wake up at night and get a cup of water by herself.
他进入厨房里头的时候
，When she entered the kitchen,
因为是半夜，所以我不知道。
Because it's midnight, so I don't know.
他就把那个热水壶拿出来。
She opened up the thermostat.
然后他就把那个热水准备倒进那个杯子里头。
And she wanted to pour the hot water into a cup.
但是他不是倒进那个杯子里头，他是倒在自己的左脸上边。
But unfortunately, the water was not, did not go into the cup, but to her face.
所以我现在写这封信告诉你，就是你的母亲左边的脸跟左边的身体都烫伤了。
And this letter I write to you to tell you that your mom has burned herself on her left side.
我拿着这封信心里头很大的难过。
When I read this letter I feel very very sad.
我巴不得我可以回到香港去亲自安慰我的母亲。
I wish I could be back to Hong Kong to comfort my mom.
但是没有这个可能性。
But unfortunately it's not possible.
一年之后，
A year later,
我再接到我父亲给我的另外一封信。
I received another letter from my dad.
他说昨天晚上我起来看你的母亲，
He said last night when I woke up to look at your mom,
忽然之间发现他从前那个热水烫过的那个眼睛有非常特别的改变。
I discovered that the left, her left eye has something new developed.
我看见她的眼睛充血。
I saw that her eyes full of blood.
我就把她立刻送到医院里去。
I took her to the hospital.
那个医生告诉我，
The doctor told me.
他说你的妻子的左边眼睛里头是一个ulcer.
The doctor told me that her left eyes.Has an ulcer developed.
所以他完全都充满了血在里头。
That's why it's full of blood.
他说现在这个眼睛没有用。
So now the eye is useless.
只有一个工作要做的。
Only one thing left for
us to do. 就是把它挖出来。
Is to have an operation.
否则它会影响他的右边的眼睛。
Otherwise, it will hurt the other right eye.
父亲继续地写下去。
My father continued to write.
他说我拼了我所有的金钱跟我所有的能力找最好最好的医生。
That I pay my all the price I could to find the best doctor.
最后我找到一个最好的医生，勉强把他的眼睛留下来。
I finally found one who would be willing to leave her eyes in.
但是他已经不能够看见东西了。
However, her eyes, she cannot see.
他只能够用他的右边的眼睛。
That she could only see through her right eye.
我心里头很伤痛。
I was very sorrowful.
我巴不得我立刻地飞回香港去。
I wish I could go back to Hong Kong immediately.
但是我没有办法。
But it was not possible.
去年，
Last year,
暑假的时候，
During the summer,
我们有机会到 Washington 去。
We have an opportunity to go to Washington.
当我们从 Washington 回到多伦多的家里去的时候，
When we return to Toronto,
我们接到一封电报。
I receive a cable.
电报里头最开始的两个字，
In the cable, the first two words,
Mother dead. 就是母亲死了。我拿着那个电报，
As I was holding the cable,
我就想起我们中国人所讲的一句话。
I remember a saying in Chinese.
他说树欲静而风不息。
The saying said that when the tree wants to be peaceful, the wind won't stop blowing.
那么子欲养而亲不在。
That when the child wants to repay his debt of love to his parents, his parents not there.
我站在那个地方思想。
As I stand there and meditate,
亲爱的朋友，我这样思想。
My dear friends, I meditate.
假如在这六年当中，
That within these 6 years,
就是说我母亲留在香港，我们离开她的这六年里头，
That is the 6 year when I was absent from my mom's.
假如在这六年里头我没有写过一封信给我的母亲，
ThatWithin the 6 years, I haven't written a letter to my mom.
我从来没有打一个长途电话给她，说我爱她，我关心她。
That if I have never called her within the 6 years and told her that I love her.
甚至于我所赚的钱里头，我没有寄任何一块钱给她买东西。
or even if I have not sent any money back to her.
不是说我要养她，就是说我表示我对她的爱情，我把一点小小的金钱寄回香港，让她买她所喜欢吃的，所喜欢用的东西。
It's not to say that I need to support her financially, all, but just to send a little money back to her.
假如在这六年当中我没有对她做任何的表示，
That within the 6 years, if I have never expressed to her my love,
我是一个怎么样的人？
What sort of a person am I?
我站在那个地方思想，我是一个怎么样的人？
As I meditate, wonder what sort of person I am.
在我的生命当中，我有什么亏欠没有？
That in my life, did I have any shortness?
这个生我、养我、育我、爱我的我的母亲，我可以在六年里头没有一点点的消息跟她来往。
That this person who have give birth to me, who have spent pour her life into me, and yet I didn't even tell her anything.
各位，我有罪吗？
Oh, everyone here, I want to ask you, do I have I sinned?
假如我有罪的话，那么加拿大的政府应该把我放在监牢里头。
If I have sinned, then the government should put me into jail.
但是我是加拿大最好的公民呢。
But yet I'm a good citizen of Canada.
加拿大政府从来没有思想把我放在监牢里。
So the government won't think of putting me into jail.
但是假如在那六年里头我没有一点点的心意对我的母亲表示的话。
But yet if I haven't expressed to my mom my love to her within this
我要告诉你我就是世界上最大的一个罪人。
Then I have to tell you I'm the world's greatest sinner.
我的罪是什么呢？
What is my sin?
我想我的罪是忘恩负义。
That my sin is ungrateful.
而我可以这样说，我的罪是不孝不义。
That my crime is unfilial and
not righteous.
Not righteous.
我想，你可以说我是一个冷血动物。
I think you can call me a cold-blooded animal.
因为我忘记我母亲对我的恩典。
That I have forget my mom's love.
亲爱的朋友，
My dear friend,
今天我们在这个地方里头，
Here today,
我们可以享受最美好的阳光，
That we can enjoy the sunshine,
我们可以享受最好的雨水，
That we can enjoy the best rain,
我们可以享受最清洁的空气，
That we can enjoy the best air,
我们可以吃我们所喜欢吃的东西，
That we can eat the things that we like,
我们可以喝我们所喜爱的水，
that we can drink the water that we like,
甚至于我们身上所穿的没有一样是我们自己亲自缝制的，
that we have a lot of clothing to wear.
但是我要问你，
but I have to ask you,
你有没有因为你身上所有的恩典你感谢那一位赐给这一切给你的那位创造天地万物的主呢？
But I have to ask you, have you ever give thanks to all the blessings that God has given you?
你从来在你的生命里头你没有向他祷告过。
I'm pretty sure that you have never give thanks to God.
你从没有在你的生命说我感谢你创造的主宰。
That you have never thanked God for being a creator.
你总觉得你自己是凭着你自己的能力赚钱可以穿得这么好吃得这么好。
That you always thought that you are the one who provide for yourself.
但是我要问你，你的生命是谁给的？你的智慧是谁给的？
But I have to ask you, who give you your life and who give you your wisdom?
你有没有为你的生命、你的健康、你的家庭、你的儿女、你的学业，你说感谢主，你赐这一切给我？
Have you ever thanked God for your health, for your life, for your family, for your children?
你有没有感谢神说你将你的儿子赐给我？
Have you ever thanked God for giving you your son?
叫我从罪恶的世界里头可以有机会悔改得到新的生命。
Have you ever thanked God for his son that through him you could you are saved?
神爱世人甚至于把他的儿子赐给你，但是你今天没有一点点感恩的心。
God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. Did you ever thank God for that?
我要清楚地告诉你，
I want to tell you clearly,
人的罪没有比这个罪更大的。
That there's no sin greater than that sin.
这个罪就是忘恩负义的罪。
This sin is a sin of ungratefulness.
这个罪就是叫做不义的罪。
This sin is called a sin of unrighteous.
你不一定要坐牢。
You don't have to be in jail.
你不一定被人家憎恨。
You don't need to be hated by others.
你不一定被人家控告。
You don't need to be persecuted. This sin is a sin of ungratefulness.
这个罪就是叫做不义的罪。
This sin is called a sin of unrighteous.
你不一定要坐牢。
You don't have to be in jail.
你不一定被人家憎恨。
You don't need to be hated by others.
你不一定被人家控告。
You don't need to be persecuted by others.
但是这一位创造的主，你跟他没有一点点的关系。
That this, the creator,you have no relationship with him.
你拒绝他在你身上所表现的他的爱。
That you reject his love.
我告诉你，这就是最大的罪。
I tell you, this is the greatest sin.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned it and all have fallen short of the glory of God.
但是二十四节。
But yet, on verse 24.
他说如今却蒙神的恩典。
Yet, they are justified by his grace.
因为基督耶稣的救赎只有白白的称义。
Through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
什么叫做恩典呢？
What is grace?
圣经里头明明地说神在我们的身上有恩典，就是有 grace 在我们的身上。什么叫做恩典呢？
The Bible has clearly said that God gives us grace. What is grace?
我从加拿大到这个地方来。
I came from Canada.
我坐的飞机。
The plane that I take.
是不是那个开飞机的人他给我一个恩典，让我可以到各位当中呢？
Did the pilot give me the blessing of coming here?
我在这里头念书。
I study here.
是不是那个学校给我一个恩典，让我坐在那个课室里头可以吸收我所要吸收的呢？
Is it the school that gives me the blessing of education?
我们都住在这个美丽的营地里头。
We stay in a beautiful camp.
我们可以睡最好的床，我们可以使用最好的器具。
That we stay on the best rooms and the best facility.
是不是这里头的主人给我们很大的恩典呢？
Is it the host here who have given us this blessing?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
这不叫恩典。
This is not blessing.
这叫做代价。
This is a price.
因为你坐飞机要买飞机票。
Because when you take a plane, you have to buy
a ticket. 因为你念书的时候要交学费。
Because when you go to school, you have to pay tuition.
因为你住房子的时候你要交租。
When you live in a house, you have to pay the rent.
这一切叫做代价。
All of this is price.
但是神说他有恩典。
But yet, God said he has grace.
什么叫恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典就是不需要付代价而得到的好处。
Grace is a free gift you receive that you don't have to pay a price for.
是白白得回来的。
It is freely given.
这叫做恩典。
This is called grace.
我们的父母在我们身上有恩典。
Our parents have give us grace.
我们在我们的儿女身上有恩典。
We also give our grace to our children.
因为我们的父母爱我们。
Because our parents love us.
我们今天也爱我们的儿女。
Therefore, we also love our children.
我们从没有想到要付任何的代价。
We've never thought of having to pay any price.
我们没有对父母付任何的代价。
We haven't paid the price to our parents.
我们也没有任何的代价可以需要我们的儿女付给我们。
Or we never thought of having asking our children.
这一切都是白白得回来的。
This is all freely given.
所以白白得来的就是恩典。
So the free gift that received is grace.
许多年之前，我向一个青年人传福音。
Some years ago, when I shared with a young teenager,
我对他说：“你要相信耶稣，神的儿子。”
I told him that he has to believe that Christ is the Son of God.
你要接纳他成为你的救主。
That you have to receive him to be your savior.
因为他爱你，他有恩典在你的身上。
Because he loves you, he has grace on you.
因为他替你死在十字架上。
Because he died on the cross for you.
就是用他的生命把你那个犯罪的生命买过来。
That he paid his life for you.
这个青年人有一天写一封信给我。
One day I received a letter from this young teenager.
他说。
He said.
我是一个佛教徒。
I'm a Buddhist.
我们佛教里头告诉我们，人需要做很多很多很多的事情才可以得到神的喜悦。
He told me that in Buddhism, one has to do a lot of good work in order to receive grace from God.
他说，朋友啊，我从来没有想过。
He said, friends, I've never thought.
好像你所说的那么便宜的事情。
That I don't believe there's such a simple thing as that.
难道一个人犯罪的一个人，一个凶恶的人，一个头脑里头满是各种不正当思想的一个人，一信就可以得救吗？
He said, I don't believe that a person who's full of crime and sin can be saved by just believing.
难道这样的人一信就可以得救了，那么他所做的事情都可以被赦免了，世界上没有这么便宜的事情。
He said, there's no such simple thing as just believing and then all your sins.
我拿着他的信心里头很难过。
As I read his letter, I become
因为这个青年人不明白。
Because this young man doesn't understand.
我把这封信摆在主的面前祷告。
I put his letter in front of the altar and pray.
突然之间圣灵感动我。
Suddenly the spirit convict me.
然后我就写了一封回信给他。
I write a letter to him.
那个信里头这样说。
I write such.
我说，亲爱的朋友，你误会了。
I said, dear friend, you misunderstand.
你以为我们相信耶稣是一件很便宜的事。
I said, do you think that once we believe in Christ that I'll be so
cheap? 我要非常清楚地告诉你。
I have to tell you clearly.
其实信耶稣要付一个很大的代价。
I said, actually, when you believe in Christ, you have to pay a very high price.
这个代价就是处死我们那个旧的生命。
The price is that is to kill our old life.
什么叫做信耶稣？
What is to believe in Christ?
信耶稣就是以生命换生命。
To believe in Christ is to exchange a life for a life.
神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
但是没有一个人有资格付这个代价。
But yet no one has such an ability to pay that price.
没有一个人有能力把他的生命奉献出来，换那个永生。
Yet no one can have this ability to give his life to exchange for eternal life.
所以神就差他的儿子来。
That's why God gave us his son.
让他在这个世界上生活33年多的时候。
To let him live in this world for over 33 years.
然后这个世界的人拒绝他。
Then the world rejected him.
吐口沫在他的脸上。
And spit on his face.
用手掌打他的脸。
And slap on his face.
羞辱他。
And
拒绝他。
Reject him and blaspheme him.
然后用皮鞭鞭打他。
And also hit him with a strip.
然后把他挂在十字架上。
And also crucify him on the cross.
然后让他在那个地方干死。
And then let him just die on the cross.
我说，朋友，这一件事很便宜吗？
I asked him, friend, is this very cheap?
神的儿子把他的生命成为代价，这件事很便宜吗？
I asked him, God give us his only son to die, is that very, very cheap?
我说，得到新的生命是一件很困难的事情。
That to have a new life,It's a very, very difficult thing.
用生命换生命不是一件容易的事。
It's not easy to exchange a life for a life.
但是所有这一切要做的事情。
But yet all these things.
所有的代价。
And all these price that have
been paid. 主耶稣已经完全付过了。
That all this Christ has already been paid.
他死在十字架上。
His death on the cross
不是为他自己死
It's not for himself
是为我和你的生命死的
But it's for me and your lives
也是因为他这样死的缘故
Because of his death
所以我和你可以白白地接纳他的生命
Because of that, that's why you and me can receive a new life so freely
他的生命叫做永生
This new life is eternal life
所以叫凡信他的不至灭亡反得永生
That's why whoever believe in him will not perish but
我说朋友啊一点也不便宜啊
I said friend is not cheap at all
这是生命的交换啊
This is an exchange of life
这是一个整个人的倾倒啊
This is the whole the entire life of a person
是神死在十字架上啊
It is God who died on the cross
所以 不是你所能够付的代价。
So it's not a price that you can pay.
这是神自己替我们付的代价。
It is a price that God paid for us.
我说朋友啊，不要把它说成十分便宜的一件事。
So friend, don't say that it is a very cheap and easy thing.
那个是一件非常非常严重的一件事。
That is a very, very serious event.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因为他做了一切他的工作。
Today, through God's grace,
因着耶稣基督的救赎，
that through Christ's redemption,
我们就可以白白的称义。
That's why we can freely call righteous.
我们可以从罪人变成一个义人。
We can now from a sinner become a person of righteousness.
我们可以从被称为罪人应该落在死亡当中的身份变成神的儿女的身份。
That we can come, those of us who deserve death, now we can become children of God.
但如今却蒙神的恩典，因着耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
But yet today, through God's grace, in believing in Christ, we can have the redemption.
这是恩典啊。
This is a grace.
这不是需要你做什么事情可以换回来的。
This is free. You don't have to work.
这也不是你和我可以用任何的行动可以换回来。
This is not anything that we could do ourselves.
这是完完全全的神的工作。
This is all done by God.
我们白白的称义。
We are freely righteous.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
第三。
The third point.
到底耶稣基督怎么样拯救我们呢？
How does Christ save us?
耶稣基督的救赎是怎么样发生在你和我的身上呢？
How does the redemption of Christ happen in yours and my life?
二十五节是最要紧的一节圣经。
Verse 25 is very important.
他说神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭。
Whom God put forward as an expiation by his blood.
是凭着耶稣基督的血跟人的信。
That whom God put forward as an expiation by His blood to be received by faith.
这里头告诉我们有两件事。
This verse tells us two things.
耶稣基督将我们从罪恶里头挽回来，要付两个工作的代价。
That when God, when Christ saves us, He has to pay two very great
price. 请各位仔细的看圣经。
I ask every one of you to examine this verse.
救恩是两件事加起来的。
That redemption is done by two events.
一个人从罪人的身份变成义人的身份是需要两件事合起来的。
That a sinner become a person of righteousness has to be done by two events.
所以十字架是两个木头加起来的一个记号。
That's why the cross is made up of two words.
什么事是可以让一个人从罪恶里头变成一个义人呢？
What, how can a person go from sin to righteousness?
是怎么样耶稣基督将我们从罪恶里头挽回来呢？
How does Christ save us?
是两件事合起来的。
It's two things come together.
第一件事就是凭着耶稣的血。
The first point is through Christ's own blood.
耶稣的血表示他的生命。
The blood of Christ represents his life.
他的血流出来就是他把生命流出来。
The flowing of his blood means that he poured his life out to us.
今天在这个座位当中，假如有一个人觉得很冷，很冷。
If any one of you feel very cold at this moment,
那么我们可以帮助他只有一个办法。
Then the way we could help him is only one method.
就是我把我的衣服脱下来。
Is to take off my own clothes.
然后摆在他的身上。
And to give him my jacket.
他的冷是不是没有了？
Is it?True that now he's not cold anymore?
不是，他仍然冷。
No, he's still cold.
他的冷跑到我的身上来。
It's just that his coldness have now come to my body.
耶稣基督把他的血倾倒出来。
Christ poured his blood out.
是把他的生命拿出来。
Is to pour out his life.
让得到这个生命的人可以不死。
So that those who receive this blood.Will not have to die.
是不是他的死亡就完结了？
Is it true that well after he died that's finished? No.
他的死亡到耶稣基督的身上来。
But that the person who received the blood his death come to Christ.
耶稣基督的血有两个意思。
So there's two meaning to Christ's blood.
第一是他把他的生命倾倒出来。
First is that he poured out his own life.
今天我们来到十字架的面前。
Today when we come to the cross,
假如我们接纳这一个生命的话，
if we receive this new life,
我们就有神的生命在我们里边。
Then we have God's life in us.
但是同时发生的，
but simultaneously,
是另外的一件事。
Another thing happened.
就是我们这一个旧的犯罪的生命。
That our old sinful body,
就同时的交在他的手里。
That simultaneously this old sinful body is given into Christ's body.
那么他就把我们那个旧的生命钉死在十字架上。
Then he crucified this old death sinful body of us.
所以我非常清楚的对在座当中的每一位这样说。
So I want to tell all of you very clearly.
你要做的工作就是伸出你的手来。
That all you need to do is to raise your hand.
接纳耶稣基督的生命。
To receive Christ.
另外的一个意思就是把你的生命拿出来。
Another way of saying that you have to give out your life.
把它放在十字架上。
To put it on the cross.
让主耶稣替你钉死。
Let Christ crucify for you.
这样的人。
This person.
不可能再犯罪。
This type of person cannot sin anymore.
因为他那个旧的生命已经死了。
Because his old sinful body has already died.
约翰一书里头这样告诉我们。
First John said such.
有神生命的人不可能犯罪。
That whoever have God's life in him cannot sin.
不单指他们没有罪。
Not only that they don't have sin.
而且他们不能够犯罪。
That they will not sin.
是因为他们那个旧的生命已经钉死了。
It's because their old life has already been crucified.
那个真正的解释是这样。
The real meaning.
就是说这样有新生命的人
that this person who have this new life
被称为神儿女的人
the person who have been called God's
child 不能够继续不断地停留在罪恶当中
that such a person cannot live in crime in sin anymore
因为圣灵感动他
because the Holy Spirit has moved him
叫他知罪悔改
That have caused him to repent.
另外的一个条件是什么呢?
What is another criteria?
另外的一个条件就是相信。
Another criteria is that we have to believe.
约翰福音第一章十二节告诉我们，凡接待，换句话说，接纳耶稣基督的，就是信耶稣名字的人。
In the Gospel of John, we see that whoever believe in Christ's name.
就是把我们的双手伸出来，接纳耶稣基督的生命在我们里边。
That is, we put forth our hands to receive Christ into our life.
这样的人就是相信。
Such a person is a person who believes.
救恩有两件事。
That redemption involves two things.
第一是神儿子的血。
The first is the blood of Christ.
第二是我们的相信。
Secondly is our faith.
神的儿子可以替你死在十字架上。
Christ can die for you on the cross.
他可以流出他身体里头的每一滴的血。
He can bleed every drop of his blood.
但是有一件事他不能够做。
But there's one thing that he cannot do for you.
他完全不能够做的。
That he cannot do for you.
就是他不能够替你相信他。
That he cannot believe for you.
接纳耶稣是你自己的事。
To receive Christ is all your own doing.
今天你坐到这个地方。
Today when you're sitting here.
可能你完全不明白圣经。
Maybe you don't have no knowledge of the Bible.
可能这是你第一次到这个地方来。
Maybe this is your first time here.
可能你从来不晓得怎么样唱圣诗。
Maybe you never know how to sing hymns.
但是今天最低限度你知道一件事。
But yet today you know one thing.
这一件事就是你是一个罪人。
That you are a sinner.
你的罪追上你。
Oh, that your sin has caught up on with you.
所以你没有平安。
That's why you have no peace.
所以你的生命当中充满了苦闷
That's why you are so disturbed
充满了重担
That you are so burdensome
充满了忧愁
So full of worries
但是今天耶稣基督有一个恩典在你的身上
Yet today Christ has a grace on your life
他的恩典是什么呢就是为你的缘故把他的生命倾倒
That is he died for you
那你今天要做的一件事是什么呢
The only thing you have to do now
不是回家去怎么样研究圣经
It's not to go home and examine the Bible
也不是回去怎么样参加教会的诗歌班
is not to go home and participate in the choir.
我看你今天在这个地方最要紧、最要紧要做的一件事，就是立刻把你的手伸出来，相信耶稣。
I believe that today the most significant things you have to do is to raise out your hand and believe in Christ.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
God give us Christ.
是凭着耶稣的血击着人的心。
God give us Christ to God put forward as an expiation by His blood to be believed by faith.
这两件事。
Two things.
第一是耶稣基督为你死。
That Christ died for you.
第二。
The second thing.
你要相信他。
That you have to believe in him.
人所犯的最大的一个罪。
That the greatest sin that man has committed.
就是你忘记神在你身上的恩典。
That you have forgotten God's blessing on you.
不要做一个忘恩负义的人。
Don't be a person who is ungrateful.
要起来。接纳他
But you have to stand up and receive him
改变你的生命
To change your life
接纳他做你的救主
To receive him as your savior
你的生命立刻改变
Once you do that, you have a
new
transformation
你才研究圣经
After that, then you examine the Bible
这是你现在要做
What I just said is what you have to do
请大家低头我们一块祷告
Let us pray
当大家都低头祷告的时候我有几句特别要紧的话跟我们在座当中的每一位讲不要以为信耶稣是一件可以忽略的事情因为神的儿子死在十字架上是为世界上的每一个罪人死的所以今天在这个房间里头你接纳耶稣做你的救主是一件光荣的事情请不要害怕请不要退休神的儿子如何把他的生命大胆地放在这个世界上在他里头没有害羞的事同样你今天需要接纳他做你的救主你应该有勇气你应该不要退休我们当中我非常清楚地要问几个问题第一是不是有人年轻的也好年长的也好愿意今天在这个最要紧的时间里头接纳耶稣做你自己的救主接纳他的生命因为救恩是凭着耶稣基督的血跟你的相信他已经替你倾倒他的血但是今天需要加上你的相信所以今天在这个地方假如有人伸出他的手说我要耶稣我需要承认我的罪我需要从罪恶里头悔改离开我从前那个犯罪的生命的话我要告诉你你立刻成为一个新造的人因为耶稣基督的生命可以叫你得到新生有这样的人我愿意给你一个机会特别的为你祷告有这样的人请勇敢的把你的右手举起来我们特别的要为你祷告有这样的弟兄有这样的朋友有这样的姊妹吗请你把你的右手举起来我们特别的要现在为你特别特别的祷告有没有这样的人呢看见了很好感谢主请放下来还有没有呢还有没有呢看见了看见了谢谢主请把你的右手放下来我心里头常常觉得有一件非常可怕的事就是我们是一个没有胆量的人我们以为耶稣基督来是叫人做一个好人但是神的儿子来不是叫人做一个好人是叫人得救所以你今天是一个罪人的话你明明的知道自己所做过的每一件事情的话你不需要告诉别人 你只要在主耶稣的面前说，我需要你。有这样的人吗？有这样光明的人吗？有这样光荣的人吗？你可以做这个光荣的举动，说我愿意接纳耶稣，现在开始。那么你可以把你的右手举起来，我要特别的为你祷告。好，感谢主，我看见了，看见了。还有没有呢？看见了，举过的就不用再举了。看见了，看见了，请把手放下来，请把手放下来。我相信我们当中还有一些人，他心里头觉得难过，他心里头觉得重担。弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你，你需要今天在这个地方把你所有的重担放下来。谁可以负担呢？谁可以负担呢？只有主耶稣，他的宝血可以洗干净你的罪。你需要他，他也需要你。所以我现在给你们一个最后的机会，最后的机会，请不要挣扎，请不要战争，请不要觉得为难。信耶稣是一件光荣的事情。我们刚才有谁还没有举手，但是你愿意现在在这个最后的机会里头说，在这个夏令会的最后的一天，我愿意清清楚楚的让他成为我的救主，因为我是一个罪人。你愿意向他认罪，愿意向他悔改，愿意跟随他，那么请你现在安静的把你的右手举起来，我们特别的要为你祷告。好，感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一位呢？还有没有最后的一位呢？还有没有最后的一位呢？感谢主。现在我们请刚才举过手的都恭敬的在你的座位上站起来。我要特别的为这样的人祷告。请站起来，请站起来，请站起来。我可以邀请你们都到前面来吗？请你们都从你们的座位上到前面来，我们需要分别你们出来，特别的为你们祷告。请立刻到前面来，到我的左手这一边来，请立刻来，请立刻。
向旁边呼送，很高兴你收听我们的录音带，请把我们的工作介绍给你的朋友，并请为我们祈祷，谢谢。